I'm going to tell you a story now about this man who had this dog. He had this dog, and it was a big dog. It was a bad dog. It was mean. Big, bad, mean dog, and he barked. This was a barking dog. Vicious dog. Big, bad, and vicious, and he was mean. He was barked. And he barked. And he had something wrong with his feet. He had an ingrown toenail on one foot. And then he had athlete's foot on the other. And he walked with a lisp. And he had a rash. This dog had a rash he couldn't reach. But this was a bad dog and a barking dog. The reason this dog was so miserable, when he was a little puppy, this man fed him those long Italian red hot peppers with oregano and garlic and watermelon seed. But this man's got this dog for a special reason. He's living together lightly with this woman on the outskirts. And there's a fella down the road a piece that is worried about with kinky hair and the saxophone. Sam?
What?
You say you don't know my woman? You never met up before? You don't come visit me when I ain't home? Well, this is what I want to know. I got this dog. He's the meanest dog in town. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? This is a bad dog. This dog would bite my sister or even my brother. Several weeks ago, he tried to take a hunk out of Dean Martin's compadre's mother. He bit the mailman, and he sees him every day. But when you come to the house for the first time, all that dog wanted to do is bring out the Sam Butera albums and play. And put the Prima records away. Somebody's fooling around. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? This is a bad dog, and I try to keep folks straight. I even bought a bad dog sign, and I hung it on my gate. Sam, but when you come to that gate last night, what did that dog do? Looked at me and growled and winked at you. Somebody's confusing my old Sicilian greyhound. Bikio gani uno fashima la bawak wanna do ven la gas. One of these nights I'm gonna pretend I'm gone and I ain't gonna be gone at all.
Wait a minute.
Then I'll find out for myself who it is that's having the ball.
I don't do that.
If it's you, Sam, and that dog don't bark when you come to that gate.
I plead.
I don't care how you plead. It's gonna be too late.
Wait a minute, man.
I got a barber's razor.
You wouldn't do that.
I'm gonna slit you long, deep, and wide. When they bury you, your mother, you're gonna have some Italian dog meat by your side. I cut them up 14 different ways.
There was an old woman in Woodbridge, there was. So proper and tidy and all of them things. She would wander all day with her duster in hand. She was one of those women who clean where they stand. And while she is at it, she sings, boys.
And while she is at it, she sings.
And you sing too. Now there's no doubt about it, her house was a show. With everything proper and stowed in its place. And that's why her dustbins had a shed of their own. Like a mirror, each one of those bins it had grown. You could read every line in your face, boys.
You could read every line in your face.
Now there's nothing the matter with tidiness, no. No matter with keeping your house up to scratch. But these bins were located one side of a yard where a Doberman pincer was prowling on guard. Trained to kill if you lifted the latch, boys.
Trained to kill if you lifted the latch.
Now it's all very well to protect what is yours. And it's better not leaving temptation around. But a job on the dust is rewarding enough. And there's nothing like taking the smooth with the rough. To be savaged by some bloody hound, boys.
To be savaged by some bloody hound.
Now this Doberman pincher would play in the yard. And a couple of old tennis balls was his game. In his make-believe game, it's himself that he saw as the world's only dog with a bionic jaw. And that's when the garbage man came, boys.
And that's when the garbage man came.
Now fate took a hand on this coldest of days for his wife. She had made him to wear a warm coat and to knot up his muffler to keep out the chill. And for once in his life, he had bent to her will. And the dog couldn't get at his throat, boys.
And the dog couldn't get at his throat.
Now when the woman above was drawn to the noise, it's down from a high chamber window she calls to the dustman, engaged in a struggle for life. In a middle-class tone you could cut with a knife. She loudly exclaimed, kick his balls, boys.
She loudly exclaimed, kick his balls.
Now the dustman could scarcely believe the command.
What?
But he didn't have time to request it again. So ignoring distinctions of language and class, he unleashed a size 10 at the Doberman's ass. And its eyes misted it over with pain, boys.
And its eyes misted it over with pain.
Now imagine the silence that followed that blow.
Are you all right?
With the command ringing on in the poor dustman's ears, and as the poor doggy lay writhing around, you could see the two tennis balls there on the ground.
Ooh.
And her meaning was rendered quite clear, boys.
And her meaning was rendered quite clear.
Now I'd like to explain that this dog was at stud, and the dustman was sued for the fees that he'd lost. But it's lucky he was to escape with his life. He went home with a kiss for his poor startled wife, who harangued him for what it might cost, boys.
Who harangued him for what it might cost.
Now, if there's a moral to be gained from this song, it's that innocent language might sometimes sound crude. And as in the case of the carpenter's mate, your linguistic enlightenment might arrive late. And you could end up getting screwed, boys.
And you could end up getting screwed.
I'm a doggy, I can do what I want. I'm a puppy, I can do what I want. I'm a doggy, I can lick what I want. Bark when I want, roll where I want.
Doggies, dancing with puppies, laying wherever we please. This is our crate, this is our bowl, this is our food, and we can bark, and we will bark. We will keep you up at night with no bark colors in sight. We can bark, and we will bark. Owner's dog, we do what we please. Rolling, chasing after sets of keys, yeah.
I'm a doggy, I can do what I want. I'm a puppy, I can do what I want.
My crate, and we can bark, and we will bark. Can't you see it's we who bark all night? Can't you see it's we who bark at kites? We can bark, and we will bark. We chase things, things don't chase we. We just like jumping so happily, yeah.
I'm a doggy, I can do what I want. I'm a puppy, I can do what I want. I'm a doggy, I can lick what I want. Bark when I want, roll where I want.
Well, I'm always bringing home the dogs that's found beside the road. I feed them and I pet them and they keep me on my toes. Well, but now it's gone a bit too far. I don't see why it's me that has to take the strays in from the whole damn galaxy. But I'm the stray dog man, and I do what I can. Give them pups some loving and a home. But I wish the ones in space would go find another place and leave me and my doggies here alone. Well, I was sitting in the backyard in a t-shirt drinking a beer. It was a hot, muggy evening, but the sky was crystal clear. Well, I heard an engine popping, but there was no one on the lane. So I shrugged and looked to heaven, rubbed my eyes and looked again. There was a kind of flying pickup with a glow across the back. And as I watched it hover there, out flew this gunny sack. Well, that pickup truck got fuzzy, then it flashed into the sky. And that gunny sack bounced off the roof and it landed with a cry. But I'm a stray dog man and I do what I can. Give them pups some loving and a home. But I wish the ones in space would go find another place and leave me and my doggies here alone. Well, now old Rover bounded over, he sniffed around the sack. Then he took off a running and he ain't ever coming back. Well, poor Fido was the next to go, he bit down on that thing. He died before he finished and he started turning green. Kind of sad, them four legs sticking straight up in the air. Well, now that gunny sack, it rustled, then it opened dark and wide, with the ugliest damn critter that I ever saw inside. Well, it crawled out, stretched and preened itself, then it ate poor Fido raw. Picked up the tractor and gulped it down, then sat back with a yawn. Well, by now I was getting my pee. See, that was a brand new John Deere. But I'm a stray dog man and I do what I can. Give them up some blood and a home. But I wish the ones in space would go find another place and leave me and my doggies here alone. Well, now I got a collar on it and I hauled it to the shed. It tried to eat the padlock, but I fed it nails instead. Well, it cried all night out there alone, but I knew what to do. I put a clock inside a mitten, but it ate that sucker too. Guess I got kind of hungry when the alarm went off. Was kind of cute when you got to know him, though. I named him Ursa Major. It's because he is a major pain in the earth. Well, I finally got him paper trained, and I soon was glad to find that everywhere that I would go, old Ursa would tag behind. Well, the other dogs accept him now. He eats the ones that fight. The 12 of them are nasty, hunting rabbits late at night. The rabbit thinks he's smart. He hides inside a tree. Well, old Ursa eats the tree. And I'm a stray dog man, and I do what I can. Give the pups some love and a home. But I wish the ones in space would go find another place and leave me and my doggies here alone. Well, now I thought that was the end of it, but when a month went by, another flying pickup threw a sack out on the fly. Well, it struggled and it rumbled in that gunny baggy burst, and the thing that was inside it ate poor Ursa Major first. Well, now it happens every month or so, and I'm getting kind of vexed. As soon as I get fond of one, it gets eaten by the next. So I'm building me a rocket. Next time I see a sack, I'm gonna toss it in the nose cone, and I'll throw that sucker back. Cause I'm a stray dog man, and I do what I can. Give them pups some love and a home. But I wish the ones in space would go find another place and leave me and my doggies here alone. Yes, I wish the ones in space would go find another place and leave me and my doggies here alone.
And now Mushies, the great new cereal that gets soggy even without milk or cream, brings you another exciting story of adventure starring Tippy the Wonder Dog. As we look in on the isolated cabin of Grandpa Witherspoon today, we find that a herd of cattle has broken out of a nearby corral and is stampeding through the valley. Gramps has crawled underneath his cot in a desperate effort to escape the approaching stampede. As little Jasper stands in the front window, gazing out at the quiet lull before the storm. Suddenly, the boy turns and speaks.
No cows out there now, Gramps. Do you think maybe it's just the quiet lull before the storm?
Yeah, consarn it all, you bet your boots it's just the quiet lull before the storm. That's why I sent that fool dog of yours out for some barbed wire to string around our property before the stampede gets here. Those critters aren't cows like you seem to think, boy. They're full-grown steers.
Okay, sorry for the incorrect terminology, Crash. But aside from that, you don't need to worry about a thing. Tippy will be here with your barbed wire momentarily. Why, he's the dependablest, the smartest dog in the whole wide world.
Well, consarn it all, where is he then? I sent him to the store early Saturday morning.
Well, there are a lot of different kinds of barbed wire to choose from. It always takes Tippy a while to select his purchase when it involves comparison shopping. I'm sure he'll be along soon. Tippy's the finest, the smart... Oh, hey!
Huh?
I think I see him out there now, Grams. Headed home, lickety-split, to save us from getting trampled. Here, Tippy, Tippy, Tippy!
Consarn it all. Give me that barbed wire, quick. I can hear those cattle stampeding right outside the door.
Oh, I think it was just your vivid imagination, Gramps. I didn't hear anything. Besides, that wasn't Tippy out there after all. It was just that Airedale of the Pagets. He was headed home with a case of electric cattle prods. Batteries included.
Yeah, consarn it all. Every other dog in the neighborhood is helping his master get ready for the stampede, but that fool Tippy probably just got a safe distance away and crawled up to take a nap.
Ah, Gramps, you always turn your venom on Tippy when you get scared of being crushed by cattle. But he won't let you down. He's the dandiest, the smartest. Oh, wait.
Huh?
I see him out there now. Here, Tippy, Tippy. Come on, boy.
Consarn it all. Where's my barbed wire? Those critters sounded like they were ready to come right through the door.
I didn't hear a thing. In addition to which, I might add, that wasn't Tippy out there. It was just that puppy that hangs around the Robinson place. He was headed up that way with a carton of Halloween noisemakers. I guess they used to scare cattle away, you know.
Consarn it all, that pup's no bigger than a minute. That he can still be sent out on errands, I'd never trust to that fool Tippy.
Oh, gee, Gramps, I don't know why you always lash out at Tippy at a means of releasing your pent-up anxiety. He's the peachiest, the smartest... Oh, hey, wait. I see him out there for sure now, loping up the path to save us again. Come on in, Tippy. That's my good old boy. That's a boy. I think I'm beginning to hear cows. Oh, I hear cows out there now, too, Grandpa.
No concern at all. I keep telling you, they're not cows, they're steers, but never mind that. Give me the barbed wire. Maybe I can still string it around the porch to keep us safe.
Sorry, Grass. It looks as if the only item Tippy picked up at the store were this baseball bat and an outdoor barbecue.
Consarn it all. I'm going to make that fool dog wish he'd never been born.
No, wait, Grass. Don't you see the clever thing Tippy has done on our behalf? He's figuring how we can profit from the cattle stampede by hitting one of those cows over the head with a baseball bat and then cooking the steaks on this outdoor barbecue. Hey? Boy, oh boy, didn't I tell you, Gramps, that Tippy's the brilliantest, the smartest dog in the whole wide world?
Today's thrilling story has been brought to you by Mushies, the great new cereal that gets soggy even without milk or cream. And join us soon for more spectacular adventure starring Tippy the Wonder Dog.
Rudy, Rudy, the dog from my childhood. Rudy, Rudy, the dog we all love. Death was sudden. Heart's broken everywhere, but now he smiles down from above. Just a puppy, a member of our family. He'd play baseball and frolic in the breeze. He'd go swimming and run through the meadow. One day Rudy took off. He ran under a milk truck. He got caught up inside the wheels. Severely injured, that's sure, with double compound fractures. The doctor said he might not heal. But that Rudy, he beat the odds and came home. But limped to one side, he swam in circles, round and round that dog would go, get dizzy, throw up, and then be fine. But then just 1 week later, he started having seizures. He'd spit and snap and wheeze and shake. Test of hocus pocus, the doctor said it's hopeless. Our dad took out his 38,
and we cried,
no, no, don't shoot him. Please let our Rudy live. He was murdered and buried in our own backyard. But dogs came down, dug up Rudy, tore his guts and ate some skin. Next day we put him deeper in the ground. 1 year later we dug up our puppy dog. Bones were gleaming, bright, shiny and new. Wired together, way up high forever.
and hearts broken everywhere. But now he smiled down from above.
Is this the dog pound?
I know, this is Ajax Pet Store.
Pet Store?
Ajax Pet Store.
Okay. Is it Fred?
Who's Fred?
That's my dog.
Oh, did you lose him?
He ran away.
Oh, too bad. What did he look like?
Like Ren 10-10. Except he ain't got no tail.
Oh, no tail. No, I haven't seen a dog like that all day.
Hey, Fred.
No, he's not here, sir.
Hey, Fred.
No, he's not here. Believe me, he's not here, and don't lean on that bird cage.
I'm sorry, that's a nice little birdie.
That's a nice bird, isn't it?
I love birdies.
Oh, do you like birds?
I do bird calls. Fire me to a bird call?
Okay.
Okay.
That's sensational. What kind of bird was that? Well, what was it?
That was a canary.
A canary.
Can I hear a woodpecker?
Okay.
Okay.
Check. Don't pet that snake.
Snake!
That's a diamondback rattler. That cost me $150.
Why, they say you coming and they pounce?
Why do you say that?
Look at the tongue on that sucker. It's split right down the middle.
Say, did you steal one of my white mice?
I beg your pardon?
Well, there's a white mouse crawling out of your pocket right now.
That's my mouse.
Your mouse?
Conrad.
Conrad?
Why, I'm whistling like a bird?
I'd like to hear that.
Stand by. Conrad! Whistle like a bird for the man, Conrad.
No, you can't fool me. I saw your lips move.
Hey, your ape is getting away.
That's my son.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
I hope he didn't leave on my account.
No, he's going out back. He's going to feed the hawk.
What a hoxie.
Mice.
Mice. Conrad!
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. The hawk is in a cage. Don't fret.
Fred. Here, Fred.
No.
Here,
no.
Fred.
No, Fred is not here. He's not in the pet store.
Can I have a pound of those fish?
Those fish are deadly.
Deadly?
They're South American piranha.
Well, just give me a half a pound.
Hey, here comes a dog now. Is that your dog?
That's Fred. Come on, Fred. Come on, Fred. That a boy, Fred.
Hey, he's a beauty, isn't he?
Yeah, he's smarter than Lassie.
Is he?
I see him doing some tricks.
Can he do some tricks?
I see him. Roll over and play that, Fred.
Look at that. He's rolling over. That's beautiful.
I thought he was dead there, Fred. He's getting too good.
Yeah.
Sit up, Fred. Sit, boy.
Look at that. Right up on the hind legs. That's beautiful.
Sit, boy.
What else can he do?
Well, name it.
Can he speak?
Can he speak? Are you kidding me? You ready? Ready, Fred? Speak, Fred.
Puffy got lost. Oh, where could Puffy be? When the leopard finds you, when it was time to go, somewhere my Puffy's looking for me. Now I'm lost and lonesome, I'm wandering everywhere, looking for my Puffy, please come home.
Used to have a girlfriend. Then one day she said, Kirk, I need some space. So I packed my bags and I moved downtown. And she got a little dog to take my place. Well, I was sure our love could survive if I did all that I could do to be a part of their lives. So I went down to the pound and I looked around for the cutest little lovable, huggable hound. With a wagon tail and a smile on his muggle little dog to make her dog just fall in love. Well, now she's gone, but I love what I've got. To have a girlfriend, now I've got Spot. Well, everybody loves him except that nasty little dog she calls her pet. Well, he was just trying to do what any dog would do, and now I've got to take him to the vet. I don't care if our love slips away, 'cause my doggie's got a limp and somebody's got to pay. So I went down to the pound and I looked around for the biggest and the meanest dog-eating hound. It sang so long and it glared in his eye to make her little dog just want to curl up and die. Now they're gone, but I love what I've got. Oh, I used to have a girlfriend, now it's Killer and Spot. Oh, I used to have a girlfriend, she gave me reason to live. She was my world, and now me and my dogs, we just lay around. I said, boys, we need to find ourselves a girl. Now for me, I'd have to look near and far, but for them, all I've got to do is jump in a car and go down to the pound and look around for the cutest little lovable, huggable hound. With a wagon tail and a smile on her mug, a little dog to make my dogs just fall in love. Well, now my boys, they just love what they've got. Oh, I used to have a girlfriend. Yes, I used to have a girlfriend. But now it's Lady and Killer.
Okay, everybody. How about this? On the count of three, all right? One, two, three. All right, that didn't sound good. It worked better in rehearsal. What can I tell you? Welcome to August. Welcome to the dog days of summer. And that's why we're here, to celebrate our little four-legged friends with fur all over them. I'm not a dog person, but I do like dogs. I like cats a whole lot better. We'll talk about that some other time, but today we're in it for the dog. We started out with a story about a dog. That was Louis Prima, along with Sam Butera and the Witnesses. Stan Rogers after that, the Woodbridge dog disaster. Oh, tell me that didn't hurt. Do the Dog from the Argonnes, one of them. We had a second one there, you heard it. Let's see, what do we got here? We Can Bark. That was some sort of Miley Cyrus parody of something. I don't know who did it or what it was a parody of, but there it is. We Can Bark. Hoop, hoop, hoop. Stray Dog Man was a guy named Bill Sutton. That came off of the Miranda's Ghost collection. There's a reference to that of space. Am I not? Or did I not? I don't know. Anyway, Tippy the Wonder Dog from Bob and Ray. Harry Jeremy. That was Rudy Rudy. Don't know where that came from. Probably Dr. Demento. Hudson and Landry, the Ajax Pet Store. Fred Schneider. Yeah, Fred Schneider covering Fluffy by Gloria Balsam. I think he did it just as well, if not better. Do you think? I used to have a girlfriend. That was a guy named Kirk Olson. I used to have a girlfriend, too. Now I have a wife and two cats. Funny how these things happen. Doggy Dog World was Duke Turner and Otis Redding. Do the dog. Okay, everybody, while you're doing the dog, I want to remind you that dogs are our friends. Am I not correct? Okay, and we want to take care of them. Okay, and that leads us to a word from our sponsor.
We asked Mrs. June Metz of El Monte, California, to take our taste test.
Mrs. Metz, which do you prefer, the one on the left or the one on the right?
This one here.
Can you describe the taste for us, Mrs. Metz?
Well, it's moist and chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Or wet and soggy, I'm not sure which. It seems to be making its own gravy in my mouth.
Okay, now let's take the label off and see which dog food you chose, Mrs. Metz.
Dog food?
Look,
dog
you chose
food.
New Fido Meal, super moist and super chewy. Fido Meal, preferred by 8 out of 10 dog owners in our Fido Meal taste test.
I don't own a dog.
That's okay.
Moist and chewy Fido Meal.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he jokes my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
He sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
Just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and book a love, my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away. You better find a chicken little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's a teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
Well, he wants he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own.
Thank you.
nothing but a hound dog been snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog been snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I won't feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you ain't no real hot cat. You made me feel so blue, you made me weep and moan. You made me feel so blue, you made me weep and moan. You ain't looking for a daddy, you're just looking for a home. You ain't nothing but a hound dog been snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog been snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I won't feed you no more. Nothing but a hound dog been snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog been snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I won't feed you no more.
Let's never talk again. But I'm not calling for myself, I'm calling you for them. Our little ones who wait at home, heartbroken and upset. And though they don't remember much, they can't seem to. The dogs, they really miss you. They're different since you said goodbye. They brood, they pout, they feel put out. If they could speak, they'd tell you why. They're too down to live around. They hardly touch their meal. The dogs, they really miss you. And I know just how they feel. Their tails don't wag, their hearts won't heal. They blame themselves that you're astray. They're sorry that you felt tied down and never learned to stay. Molly's nose is warm and dry since she sat and watched you pack. She figures that you must be lost and can't find your way back.
accept my call. His squeaky toy lies silent. He's lost interest in his ball. The dogs, they really miss you. They're not themselves since you're not here. They sleep all day, watch TV all night. They drink way too much beer. They've seen old Yeller 40 times. They bathe less than they should. The dogs, they've stopped their poker games. Hoping you'll come home for good. You know how they hate to beg, but the dogs are really blue. Because they really miss you, and you know that I do too. Wah, wah, wah.
From up north, had to try to get some fresh meat for me. Blue kept running into the trees. I didn't know what wrong with him. Got back to the house, told my pa about it. My pa said, boy, New is getting old and going blind. I didn't see how New could be old, 'cause we was only 11 years old apiece. I know that wasn't old, 'cause I hadn't even started wearing shoes yet. So New was laying down out in the backyard, scratching and going on. We thought maybe the fleas was biting him. So I jumped on the old mule, run down to the country store, got some flea poisoning and sprinkled it all on him. New laid there still, closed his eyes. I thought maybe he was gone to sleep, and tomorrow we could go out and catch that rabbit. 4 a.m. in the morning, knew you to come in the room and wake me up. But this morning, knew didn't come in the room. So I went in and I told my pa about it. I said, "Pa, something wrong with my dog. My dog ain't been in here to wake me up this morning." So my pa went out there and knew was still asleep. So my pa shook him. He didn't wake up. My pa shook him again. He still didn't wake up. So my pa covered him up with a croaker sack sheet and just walked away. Didn't say nothing to me. I wondered what was wrong with my pa. I wondered if he'd been hitting that moonshine too heavy.
One day as proud as I could be. Every paper dog must have his day, and that same dog bit me.
Baby, what's on your mind? Daddy wants a dirty, but you won't give him time. You ain't nothing but a salty dog. Salty dog, ha 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 ha. Salty dog, salty dog. You ain't nothing but a salty dog. Well, I've got a gal along, she's tall, sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hole. She ain't nothing but a salty dog, salty dog, ha 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 ha. Salty dog, salty dog. You ain't nothing but a salty dog. In a folding bed, one turned over to Terry and said, you ain't nothing but a salty dog, salty dog, ha 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 ha. Salty dog, salty dog. You ain't nothing but a salty dog. Now two old maids playing in the sand, each one wishing that the other was a man. You ain't nothing but a salty dog, salty dog, ha 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 ha. Salty dog, salty dog. You ain't nothing but a salty dog. Listen, you baby, when I come and see you, open up the door, let me run on through. You ain't nothing but a salty dog, salty dog, ha 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 ha. Salty dog, salty dog. You ain't nothing but a salty dog. I don't know one thing ever worries my mind, all these gals and none of mine. You ain't nothing but a salty dog, salty dog, ha 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 ha. Salty dog, salty dog. You ain't nothing but a salty dog.
Up in the hills of old Kentucky, where I come from, when I was a boy, us boys all get together around and have some fox races and coon races. We all had a bunch of old hounds, some blue ticks and red bones and walkers. We had one there we called Old Rattler. Pardon my word, and all the Rattler's about 4 foot and a half tall. He's long as a fence rail. I mean, it took two to watch him go. One say, here he come, another say, there he goes. I mean, when he got after a fox or coon, that fox had two choices. He could hunt him a hole in the ground or go up a tree. He didn't have no choice. I mean, he'd catch him if he didn't. Me and Uncle Frank and Sam Dude and a bunch of us got together one Saturday night. We had the awfulest fox race I ever heard in my life. Woo! Well, what a good old dog Blasey could be. But every night summer dog, I knew that dog could see. Hey, rattle-loo, hey, rattle-loo, here. I rattle-loo, trying to bond, hey, rattle-loo, here. I'm only going to Kenya. Grandma had a yaller, him set her as you know. She was born. Took a jaybird 12 days, flying on to horn. Here, Adler, here, here, Adler, here. All right, her, trying to bond, here, Adler. had a new hair, 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 hair.
Of a big ringtail raccoon. Oh, Rattler, Rattler's here to go. But Rattler's pup is coming out. You ought to see him go. Oh, Rattler, Rattler's here to go. But Rattler's pup is coming out. You ought to see him go. A white oak tree way out on a limb, and there by the light of the yeller moon I got a glimpse of him. Oh, Rattler, Rattler's here to go, but Rattler's pup is coming up. You ought to see him go. Oh, Rattler, Rattler's here to go, but Rattler's pup is coming up. You ought to see him go. Was a sight to see. He looked as big as a grizzly bear perched up in that tree. Well, I cut the tree down, come the coon, and when he hit the ground, Rattler's pup and old man coon went around and round and round. They fought all night and all day long. It was a fearful sight. No better coon, no better dog was ever in a fight. Oh, Rattler, Rattler's here to go. But Rattler's pup is coming up. You ought to see him go.
when you get down here. Can't you see I'm trying to play this banjo for this gal? I love to serenade my gal and pick a little tune, but Serenade and Lucy don't set well with my hound dog Moon. He's such a loving hound dog, but he's jealous of my gal, 'cause when I serenade my Lucy, Moon just starts to howl while he goes. Love my Lucy and we'd marry up in June, but if I marry Lucy I can't pay no banjo tune, 'cause Moon goes.
There's a dog race run from Anchorage in the Nome, and it's a grueling race with a lightning pace, where the chilly winds do wail beneath the northern lights, cross snow and the ice, and it's called the Iditarod Trail. We'll give me a team and a good lead dog and a sled that's built so fine, and let me race those miles to Nome 1049. Then when I get back to my home, hey, I can tell my tale.
I did the Iditarod Trail.
Well, the race, it won't be easy for the masters of the trail, and some of them will make it and some of them will fail. But just to run that race takes a tough and a hardy breed, and a lot of work done by the dogs that run across snow with a whistling speed. We'll give me a team and a good lead dog and a sled that's built so fine, and let me race those miles to Nome 1049. Then when I get back to my home, hey, I can tell my tale.
I did the Iditarod Trail.
Well, just pulled out of safety, I'm on the trail all alone. I'm doing fine and picking up time and running on in the Nome. There are no sled tracks in front of me and no one on my tail.
I did the Iditarod Trail.
Well, give me a team and a good lead dog and a sled that's built so fine, and let me race those miles to Nome 1049. Then when I get back to my home, hey, I can tell my tale.
I did the Iditarod Trail. I did the Iditarod Trail.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you's high class, I can see through that. You told me you's high class, I can see through that. And mama, I know you ain't no real coon cat.
my door, mama. Lord, Lord, them hound dogs after me. You ain't nothing but a hound dog been snooping around my door. Just an old hound dog been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You made me blue, you made me weep and moan. You made me so blue, you made me weep and moan. Cause you ain't looking for mama, all you want is a hound dog.
Briggs and old Bill Brown took the load up on the town. And old Jim's dog, the ornery cut, he just naturally followed us. Every time I come to town, the boy keeps kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. As we drive past Sam Johnson's store, Tassler yapped him out the door. When Jim, he stopped to smell a box, they tried at him a bunch of rocks. Get out of there, you Jim hound. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they got a quick kicking my dog around. They tied a tin can to his tail and run him up past the county jail. And that song naturally makes me sore. And then he cussed and Bill he swore. Every time I come to town, the boy keeps kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Me and Lamb Briggs and old Bill Brown, we lost no time in a jumping down. And we wiped them tucks up on the ground for kicking my old dog around. Every time I come to town, the boy keeps kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Folks say a dog can't hold no grudge, but once when I got too much fudge, them hound dogs tried to do me up, but they didn't count on old Jim Pup. Every time I come to town, the boy keeps kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if it's a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Jim sees his duty far and then, and he listened to them gentlemen. And he sure must up the coat how far, with the rags and meat and the hide and the heart. Every time I come to town, the boy keeps kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around.
He's just an old dog. He sleeps on the couch. He lies on his back and opens his mouth. Sometimes he sounds like a train in the south. He's just an old dog. He sleeps on the couch. just an old dog who goes where I go, who walks where I walk, but he takes it slow. He don't eat too much and he just sleeps all day. He's just an old dog, that's all I can say. Move too fast, but neither do I. With all the time past, I can't help but wonder how long he will last. He's just an old dog, he don't move too fast. Just an old dog who goes where I go, who walks where I walk, but he takes it slow. He don't eat too much and he just sleeps all day. He's just an old dog, that's all I can say. Loved him enough, I've been his old dog since he was a pup. Just an old dog who goes where I go, who walks where I walk, but he takes it slow. He don't eat too much and he just sleeps all day. He's just an old dog, that's all I can say. Just an old dog, that's all I can say.
Yeah, it's just an old dog, but, you know, we love him anyway, don't we? I don't know. I don't have a dog. I did when I was, how old was I? I was a teenager. My parents had three, count them, three miniature yapping poodles. It was good enough to cure me of a dog's, I'll tell you right now. Anyway, we started that with Bird Dog. How else? Why not? You know, Bird Dog from the Everly Brothers. Not a bird, not a dog, but a bird dog. Okay. Hound Dog. Another version of Hound Dog. You just heard a second one just a few minutes ago also, didn't we? I think so. Anyway, yeah, Hound Dog. That was Cleve Jackson. The Austin Lounge Lizards. The Dogs. They really miss you. Oh, sad. Abner J., My Dog Knew, N-E-W, not knew something about it. A couple of Western Swing tunes. The Same Dog Bit Me was Tommy Elliott and Salty Dog from Bill Tutt. Here Rattler was String Bean. String Bean's name was David Aikman. Remember him? He was on Hee Haw. He and his wife were brutally murdered for an imagined fortune, kind of like the Clutter family, remember? And that happened there. But anyway, he's gone but not forgotten. Here, Rattler. That could be an answer song. Huh? I don't know. Rattler's Pup, that's an answer song. We missed that a couple of weeks ago. From 1957, that was The Dillards, The Red Bone Hound. Red Bone Hound, okay. Johnny Banjo, The Banjo-Loving Hound Dog. Alaska's Hobo Jim. And a word about the Iditarod Trail. Billy Starr, another version of Hound Dog, because why not? And Got a Quick Kick of My Dog Around was Byron Harlan from 1912. And Prairie Fire, just an old dog. And this will probably be the last dog show for quite a while. So we have a couple of sad ones coming up. Let's see, starting with Billy Golden and somebody Hines. I didn't get his first name. Jim Reeves, Red Foley, a couple of classics. And a surprise. So do make sure you come back here next week. Do give your puppies a scratch behind the ear just for me and for everybody else. Why not? And be proud of your dogs. They are as proud as punch about you. So on that note, I'll see you next week with something entirely different.
noticed there was a kindred feeling between you. Yeah, some time ago, I had him out exercising. We went through the park, and we come across the bench. And on that bench, sat two little fleas. And one little flea said to the other, "Get on to the dog." And he's been full of fleas ever since.
You know, I like him because he's so intelligent.
And he likes you because you're not.
Still, there's one thing I don't like about that dog, and that is, when I go by your house at night, he always barks at me.
Oh, you mustn't pay no attention to that. He always barks at the moon when it's full.
What has become of him? I haven't seen him lately.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Cows is dead. I got him down to the house.
Why, you can't keep a dead dog in the house.
I got him stuffed.
Got him what?
I got him taxidermized.
What is that?
I couldn't say that again if you'd give me a dollar.
Well, how did he die?
I don't know. The neighbors just come in and told me he died.
What made him die?
I don't know. All I know is he swelled up fast in his chest and died.
Well, what was the cause of his death?
No cause, whatever. The dog had a good home, plenty to eat and drink, and a good place to sleep. And all the rest of the dogs in the neighborhood seemed to think pretty well of him.
Oh, you stupid fella. How did he come to meet his death?
He didn't come to meet his death at all. Death overtook him.
No, no, no. How did he come to die?
Well, that's it. He didn't come to. If he did, I might have saved him.
Well, what was the cause of demise?
That's it. That's it. He closed them eyes, and I couldn't get them open again.
What are you trying to do, nigga? Make a fool of me?
No, nigga, save me that trouble.
You're getting too smart.
That's all right. You go on home and tend to your own family. I couldn't help the dog dying, could it?
Certainly not.
He was my dog, wasn't he?
Yes.
I had a right to get that dog stuffed, didn't I?
Of course you did.
And if I didn't like him, I could go home and kick the stuffing out of him, couldn't I?
Now, you wouldn't do that, Bill.
Oh, Ambrose, I often thought when that poor little dog died, where his soul had gone. Oh, where is my little dog gone? Oh, where can he be? I hope he's gone where all good dogs go. That's where I'd like him to be.
Of Army service done, and I was heading home at last. I got to thinking about my dog and things long gone and past, how old Tige pulled me from the creek when I had no pulse or breath, and how he had saved me from the charging bull that gored my dad to death. As a kid, I'd dream of bears and tremble to my toes, till old Tige would come up to my bed and nudge me with his nose. Then my fears would melt away, and Tige would go lie down, and I'd drift on back to sleep without another sound. The big bus stopped, and I got off. It was awful dark and thick with fog. Then something gently nuzzled me, and there stood Tige, my dog. I wondered if my faithful dog had met the bus each day, and all the dreary winter nights since I'd been away. To have Tige meet me here like this, I was really glad, 'cause I hadn't needed Tige so much since the day they buried Dad. Two long miles still lay ahead, but what I didn't know, a giant dam was being built where the old road used to go. I thanked the Lord for sending Tige, and I followed where he led, knowing well without his help that I'd be good as dead. Tige inched along this way and that, going rough and slow, and I could hear the water lapping at the ledges far below. Then through the mist I saw a light and Mother in her chair, and I reached down to pat old Tige, but he wasn't there. I'm thankful, Mom, you had old Tige these 3 lonely years. I owe my life to him tonight. I couldn't help my tears. You say you wrote me about the dam? Well, God was sure with us. I didn't get your letter, Mom, but old Tige met the bus. I hate to tell you, son, she said, but now you've got to know. When you left, it broke his heart. Tige died 3 years ago.
I was a lad, an old ship was a pub. O'er hills and meadows we'd stray. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. Shep was right there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. So the years sped along, and at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. With a hand that was trembling, I picked up my gun. I aimed it at Shep's faithful head. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run, and I wished that they'd shoot me instead. I went to his side and I sat on the ground. He laid his head on my knee. I stroked the best pal that a man ever found. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Sheppy, he knew he was going to go, for he reached out and licked at my hand. He looked up at me just as much as to say, we're parting, but you understand. Now old Shep is gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know, old Shep has a wonderful home.
Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppies died there last fall. fun.